Hare Krishna. The heart of yoga is the yoga of the heart. The heart of yoga refers to its innermost essence. And the yoga of the heart refers to the yoga that is practiced with the heart, which is intended for developing the innermost emotion of the heart, that is love, that is bhakti yoga. Now, the word yoga often brings to mind images of people shaping and twisting and bending their bodies in various postures according to the Yoga Sutras or according to some modern versions, renditions of that classic. Well, this conception is true, but it is not complete. Actually, this body bending and body shaping is technically called yogasana, which is one part of one type of yoga. It is the fourth stage among these eight stage yoga called as Ashtanga yoga. The word yoga itself means connection. And as a spiritual sadhana, as a means to spiritual elevation, it refers generically to the connection between the soul and the super soul, Krishna. So there are various means to bring about this connection. There is karma yoga, there is jnana yoga, there is dhyana yoga, there is bhakti yoga. So dhyana yoga, of course, is the same as ashtanga yoga. Now the Bhagavad Gita talks about various yogas, and especially the yogasanas. It mentions in the sixth chapter, samam kaya shiro grivam dharayana chalam sthira samprekshanasika gramsam dishascha navalokayan. It talks about in 6.13 that sit in the erect position, and kaya, the body, shira, the head, grivam, samam kaya, a straight line, and dishascha navalokayan, samam kaya dharayana chalam sthira, chalam sthira, very steady, non-moving, and samprekshanasika gramsam, look at the front of the nose, and dishascha navalokayan, and don't look anywhere else. So this is referring to yogasanas. But the same Bhagavad Gita moves forwards and later on says that the next verse itself is going to start meditating on Krishna. And then the sixth chapter is primarily about Ashtanga yoga, and it culminates by declaring that that the highest yogis are those who meditate on Krishna. And yoginam pi sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam sameyukta tamo mataha. Yoginam api sarvesham, among all kinds of yogis, madgate nantaratmana, antaratmana, in their inner core, madgate, those who are devoted to me, shraddhavan bhajate yomam, shraddhavan, those who faithfully serve me, same yukta tamo mataha bhajate, they worship me, serve me, they devoted themselves to me, same yukta tamo, they are the most intimately united with me. So Krishna is making it very clear they are most intimately united. And later on, Krishna will say that these same yogis, now this clearly refers to bhakti yoga, because Krishna is not only just madgatena antaratmana, that madgaten refers to those who think they're within me. The yogis can also think, the ashtanga yogis also think of Vishnu within the heart, but shraddhavan bhajate, but the word bhajate is very intimately connected with bhakti, and it clearly refers to bhakti yogis. And Krishna later on in the 11th chapter makes it clear that he can be known only by bhakti. 11.53 says, naham vedair na tapasa na danena chejaya shakyevam vidho drashtum drishtavana simam yatha. Says, by no other means can I be known, vedair tapasa, none of these. And how, what is the way to be known? So he gives a representative of which ways cannot be known, by which he cannot be known. He gives a list and then he says, bhaktya tvananaya shakya ahamevam vidha arjuna gyatum trishtum cha tattvena praveshtum cha parantapa. So bhaktya त्वनन्यया शक्या. भक्त्या दैट ओनली बाय भक्ति आई कैन बी नोन. अहम एवं विध अर्जुन दैट ओनली बाय भक्ति आई कैन बी नोन. कृष्णा तो सर्टनली. So now, why is it that Krishna, so both ways, one is Krishna is saying that devotees are most intimately united with me, those who are devotees, and now he is saying that only by devotion can I be known. So Krishna talks about this again in 18.55 also, bhaktyamam api janati, that even by bhakti alone can I be known. Yavanyas chasmi tattvataha, tattvataha, in truth. So what is Krishna implying over here? That bhakti is the topmost of the yogas. Bhakti takes us, now the Bhagavad Gita, if you look analyze elsewhere, we'll see that the Bhagavad Gita reveals that Bhagavan, Krishna, is the highest spiritual truth. And so the heart of yoga is to take us to the highest spiritual reality, which is Krishna. And bhakti yoga takes us to that highest spiritual reality. So therefore, the heart of the yoga is the yoga of the heart. Now, why does Krishna say that only by bhakti he can be known? Because other means, other yogas can take us closer to the spiritual reality. But only bhakti can take us to the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is infinite. Whereas we are infinitesimal, not just finite, we are extremely soulless souls. Keshagrishitabhagasya. We are just 1/10,000 tip of a hair. So, we cannot know Krishna by our own endeavors. The only way we can know him is if he reveals himself to us. And he reveals himself when he is pleased with us. And he is pleased when he sees the sincere devotional attitude of our heart, our desire to, our genuine desire to know him, to love him, to serve him. When he sees that, then he reciprocates by revealing himself to us. And when he reveals himself, only when we become recipients of his self-revelation, can we actually love him. Can we actually get to know him very intimately. We aspire to love him, but when he reveals himself, then our love for him increases more and more because he starts tasting the sweetness of remembering him, loving him, serving him. And that sweetness becomes sweeter and sweeter as we move forward in our relationship with Krishna. And that's how Bhakti Yoga fosters the most intimate bond between us and Krishna. And thus it is that the heart of yoga is the yoga of the heart. Thank you. Hare Krishna.